I'm really excited to have you here and just sharing on this journey of creativity, exploration, consciousness, all of it. We're here, we're doing this thing, we're all interested in exploring how to live lives of greater impact and creativity outside the box, right? Connecting with each other. And today, I wanted to explore a topic that's been on my mind and heart personally as a creative, as a visionary, as an entrepreneur for many, many years. And that's this aspect of how to deal with resistance in the creative process and pushing things forward, releasing perfection, really how to develop a mindset of consistency while creating. And there's such a funny meta aspect to this episode. I recorded this while I was in San Marcos at Lake Atitlan in Guatemala a few weeks ago, which is a very spiritual place, and I talk a bit about it in the actual episode. But I was inspired to record this on my phone with a crappy mic that barely works. So the sound quality of this episode is not great, and I went back and listened to it later and I thought, this is just awful. I can't publish this, especially on one of my first episodes. I've got to redo this, right? So I sat here and I tried to reproduce the ideas in a more organized fashion because, in addition to recording this with terrible mic, it was just recorded stream of consciousness. And what I realized was you can't really reproduce something like that. You just have to let it be. Everything, we just have to let it be the way that it is in the present moment, right? And this episode was never meant to be perfect. It was never meant to be this perfectly curated, done in a studio with bullet points 1 through 10 type of thing. This was simply my thoughts of the moment. And I really truly believe that there's so many of us creatives out there who are stuck in our heads, who are stuck in this perfectionistic mindset, who are stuck listening to the excuses and the resistance that holds us back. And resistance is a powerful, powerful force, and it's something that I do dive into a bit in this episode. And I think I mentioned it as well, but The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield is one of the most powerful books that I've read on the creative process and resistance that happens within it that can help us to identify what's happening when we're stuck and to get out of our own heads and to see, you know, to get out of our own bodies and perspectives and see what's really happening, because it's very, very easy to get pulled away from the work that we're meant to be doing. It's very easy for excuses to come in and for our own minds to trick us. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. It simply means that the creative process is a very vulnerable, courageous one. And there's something in our minds that has evolved to try to keep us safe, to try to keep us from putting ourselves out there, to try to keep us from being too vulnerable. And really sharing our creative work with the world is that. And if we are to step forward as courageous leaders and visionaries, we must learn how our mind works and learn how to overcome these little glitches and take these hacking movements to like mind hack ourselves so that we can create the work that we're meant to create in the world. And I'm actually going to be recording another episode going through the 4 steps of the creative process that can actually help us to build consistency in it, that help to take us to a point where we are in that slow burn of inspiration and motivation, where we're not just creating from a place of fired upness and, you know, creating everything in 1 or 2 days, but we're setting up a lifestyle that supports creativity, setting up a lifestyle that supports, you know, tapping into what is our message, what is our mission, and also creating space to take breaks and where that's okay. So those 4 stages, I'm really passionate about and excited about sharing. That's going to be in a different episode. So get ready to hear just a bit of jamming out in the moment from the lake on navigating the creative process and resistance and how to just put your thing out into the world that needs to be shared without overthinking it and without critiquing yourself, just purely for the love of creation, because that's what this is, right? That's why we're here. And I'm excited to share, if you're a creative or identify as one, which I'm sure you do because you're listening to this, then I am excited to bring you on this journey.
So, have you ever gone through a phase where you're completely filled with creative energy, overflowing with inspiration to make, to produce, to really bring yourself out into the world? And maybe you create a project in the span of a day or a week. You push your business forward. You create brilliant works of art or music or writing. And then the moment passes and it's not sustainable. And you find yourself bashing your head against the wall, wondering where all this inspiration went, why it's not staying with you, and how on earth do you create in a sustainable way rather than through these crazy bursts and have to just wait for inspiration to strike you. I'm asking this question because it's a question that I'm also inquiring about the answer for. And as you'll see on this podcast, many of the topics that I dive into are going to be ones that I'm really curious to learn about myself. That's a fun part of the creative process, is that we can, rather than getting frustrated with something, the way something is going in our life, we can ask good questions and have conversations about them. Now, the fun thing is, this conversation is going to be one with myself, but the positive thing about that is I've had a lot of experience in my creative career with dealing with this sort of up and down roller coaster of creative energy and productivity, and really learning about how to step outside of that roller coaster and see what's really happening and to set up discipline and structure to make sure that I'm really using my creative energy and focus in the best ways possible. And hopefully this conversation can help you do that same thing as well. So, just to start this off, you might hear the sounds of water in the background here. This is because, case in point, inspiration has struck me not when I'm sitting behind my computer, behind my microphone, as I so often hope it will, but when I'm out for a walk. So right now I'm actually looking out at Lake Atitlan here in Guatemala. I'm staying in a village called San Marcos, which is a very spiritual place. It's a very spiritual village. It's kind of this hippie town. And well, let's just go on a little tangent here. Why not? I felt called to come here for several years, and I'm not really sure when the calling started, but I do know that when I got on the boat to come here last weekend with a group of friends that I've been living and traveling with, that it felt like deja vu. It felt like coming home, and I knew I was supposed to come back here to live and work and create and reconnect to myself. So that's why I'm here. And it's here that I'm finally feeling this flow of creativity come back. And that's, I'm starting to record these podcast episodes that have been in my mind for so long. And this project, this podcast, which has been a goal for so many months and even years, I haven't had something, the special sauce has been missing that actually takes me from thinking about doing something to actually doing it. And this is exactly what I want to explore in this episode, right? And so, again, like I just inquire you to ask yourself if you've ever resonated with this idea of having ideas and the desire to create great work, brilliant creativity, whatever it is that that manifests as for you, whether you're an artist or writer, if you're an entrepreneur, business is just as much an art form as, any traditional work of art. Creativity comes in all forms. So whatever it is that you're creating with your life, whatever your message is, it could be through facilitation, it could be through running groups, it could be through counseling or coaching, consulting, writing, through creating software, creating websites, anything that you're doing with your particular energy is creative work. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? Creativity, I think there's going to be a whole other episode on what is creativity, because I think a better question would be what is not creativity? But that being said, I think that for people, especially who identify as creatives, there can be this great frustration between what we know is possible and what we're actually doing, right? And that's how I have felt for quite a few years. I have felt this massive frustration between the potential that I know I hold to bring my message out into the world through different creative projects and what I'm actually doing. Instead, I would find myself sitting and obsessing or finding everything to do except the thing itself. And then I stumbled upon this book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and it struck home, let me tell you. If I can recommend one book for creatives to read or listen to, would be The War of Art. And I actually listened to this on an audiobook, and it was so powerful. So pick that book up. One of the main points of this book he talks about is resistance. And resistance is this crazy energy that steps in the way between us and our creative potential. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the purpose of resistance is. It may be connected in some way to our human ego, right? Like, so as humans in human bodies, we're naturally separated from source energy. We're separated from oneness. We have this veil of illusion over us, which helps us stay in the human world, right? And like, I can get into more of this woo-woo stuff later, but I think that resistance is connected to that, right? Because if we were all just perfectly in touch with our creative potential and power, there would be no struggle and there would be no fulfillment when we finally do create our great work in the world. So moving through resistance, which, what is resistance? It's simply that energy that keeps you stuck. It's manifesting in the form of excuses, in the form of limiting beliefs and self-doubt and busyness that keeps you distracted from everything which is your great work. And it keeps you stuck and distracted in things that are not your great work, but are busy work and just things that pull you away from your greatness. Overcoming resistance and learning how to move through it is what creates fulfillment and what gives us that juicy, powerful achievement, and in a lot of ways, really spiritual fulfillment in terms of creating our great work in the world. You know, when you've actually sat down to finish that piece of art or write that piece of music or write your business plan or push send on that newsletter or publish your online course, whatever it is that you're creating, it feels so fulfilling. You feel like you've made your mark in some way. And that's overcoming resistance and doing the thing. But what do we do when we're following only inspiration? Inspiration. When does inspiration hit? Well, it hits sometimes, right? Like maybe when we're practicing our self-care rituals, maybe when we're eating right, sleeping well, taking care of ourselves, maybe we then increase the odds that we're going to feel inspiration more often. But is that good enough? Like, I've asked myself this so many times. Is it enough to just put myself in the best possible situation to feel inspired and then wait for it to hit and hope that it hits enough that I actually create enough great stuff in the amount of time that inspiration hits? Like, I don't think that's enough. And most great creators will agree. You know, inspiration is something not that you wait for, but that you actually schedule into your day. And I really believe in this. You know, the people that get up every day, that schedule in the time to create, they just do the thing. It takes away a little bit of this sexiness around, and, you know, the glamour and this mystique around the creative process. But it's that mystique that makes it so ephemeral. I really do believe that self-discipline can be spiritual, that structure can be the space for freedom to exist within. When we have structure in our day, when we have structures for ourselves, when we step outside of our own creative flowing nature and say, here's the box, here's the container. I don't like to use the word box, but rather container in which all of this magical energy is going to flow and manifest, then it can have a space to be, right? But if we're just free flowing with all this time and like, okay, I'm going to wake up and sometime today I'm going to write my newsletter. Sometime today I'm going to put my 1,000 words towards my book down on paper. Does it happen? Or are we waiting for that magical inspiration to strike? Inspiration is not magical. It's something that we decide. And I think that when we take back the power and really take back the responsibility for what we're creating with our own lives, that's where magic can happen. So what is the purpose of all of this? What are the action steps that I can leave you with? You know, the first thing would be, where can you create more structure in your life? I know that it's not sexy, it's not creative sounding, but the best creatives, the most successful, highly productive, creative people in the world have a lot of structure and discipline in their life. They schedule in time to sit down at their computer or their piano or their, you know, art book or what their easel, wherever it is that they're creating, they schedule the time in. Secondly, self-love and forgiveness and compassion, right? Not expecting ourselves to always be on and not expecting ourselves to always create our best work. Just creating something every day. That's the key. So letting go of the expectations of the time in which it's going to take us to create something or the quality that we're making every day. And that leads to step three, which is just consistency, just sitting down every day. And yes, this is related to structure as well, but consistency. Can you create every day? Can you make a habit out of the thing which it is that you're wanting to step into? Make it a habit. habits are powerful. Habits define our lives. The way that we spend our days, the way we spend our moments is how we spend our days. And the way we spend our days is how we spend our lives. And if you develop powerful habits that weave through your days, you're going to develop a powerful life. And if those habits are creative habits, you're going to develop a very powerfully creative life. This is just, you know, a few thoughts that I have on the creative process. And, you know, it's interesting because as I'm here in San Marcos, I do feel more creatively inspired being in nature, having a lot of space, having more quiet, being away from a city. I understand the conditions which help creativity to thrive for me. And most of us have these conditions for ourselves. For some people, it might be totally opposite. I know people that, you know, the minute they go to the big city and they're back in the middle of the action, like that's where they get most creative. And sometimes that happens for me as well. Like it can shift. The environment that supports us best, it's often changing. But awareness is key. Like if you can be aware of what your best environment is and what your triggers for your best self are, you can set yourself up for success. But that doesn't mean we have to wait for those conditions to be into place to be living at our highest. That's where the habit comes in. This is like, I'm working on this in myself. It's been hard. It's been a difficult journey to create these habits as a nomad. So I've been traveling and nomadic for about 9 years, which is crazy as crap. Let me tell you, it's so long that I've been nomadic. And in that, I won't lie, it's been difficult to create habits because my environment is always changing. My house, my friend groups, my country, the language, the food, how I'm just getting by day to day, it's always shifting. That creating habits, it takes more effort. And that makes it all the more important. And that's the cornerstone for a creative life, I really do believe, is a set of powerful creative habits that keep us structured, that keep us consistent, and having the self-love and self-compassion to allow for those little flows in and out when we don't have a great day. Take a day off, you know? When you have an amazing day, have love for that, but don't hold yourself to that standard all the time. So in conclusion, I can't believe I'm saying in conclusion on my own podcast. Here we are. You know, this feels like the beginning of an amazing journey. I'm really excited to be sharing more topics here on consciousness and creativity and living outside the matrix, living a highly creative, connective, conscious life. And yeah, it's just my joy to be sharing this with you guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing where this all goes and seeing how the creative process develops. One thing I can say just as I wrap this up is that taking action and doing the thing is what sparks creativity. Thinking about the thing keeps us trapped, keeps us isolated, keeps us stuck in a loop. So getting out there, pushing publish, putting the thing out there that doesn't feel ready to put out there, because guess what? Nobody's first thing was ever ready to put out there. Everybody, every creative that's massively successful and accomplished now, it's almost a requisite that they're embarrassed of the first works that they've put out there. So if you're not sure if your thing is ready to go out into the world, just push it, right? Do I think this episode is ready to go out? No, let me tell you, I am 100% sure that 3 years down the line, I'm going to look back and point to this exact episode as evidence of how much of a novice I was, of how amateur this podcast was. In fact, if that's not what happens, I'll be disappointed. So, you know, I could always hide this episode from the world, knowing that it's not perfect, knowing that it could always be better. And I could always just do that forever and keep pushing it off and say, you know, well, I'm not quite ready and I don't have the right microphone. You guys think I'm talking into a real microphone now? No. Let me tell you a story. My microphone broke. I bought the fancy mic and it broke on my travels. And guess who used that as an excuse to put their podcast on hold? Yeah, so these first episodes are going to have terrible sound quality. I'm speaking into my phone at a lake, right? But that has been an excuse for far too long. And I'm saying this to you because what has gotten in the way of you pressing play, pressing publish on your creative work into the world? Now, it's not to say that all creative work has to be published or to be public right away or ever. But if you are wanting to share your message with the world, what's holding you back? Is it a fear that it's not going to be perfect enough? Is it a fear that it's not ready or that you haven't prepared yourself in some way. Here's the thing. No one's going to chase you down to put your creative work out into the world. And this is what I've realized, especially with this podcast. You're kind of getting this meta level example here. What I realized is I can pursue this project, which has felt so close to my heart for so long, or I could not. And guess what? The life purpose police isn't going to chase me down and make me publish this podcast. It could always just fade away with the death of a dream, burning away like a star in the sky that just never saw the light of day. And that could happen. And the only difference between potentially getting this out into the world and sharing it and having it really take off and having it die, the only difference is a very simple commitment to show up every single day, to show up consistently. This is a decision to press play. And this is the same for your work. Are you going to make the decision to put your thing out into the world? Are you going to decide that done is better than perfect? Are you going to decide that actually sharing what you have to say with the world is more important than hiding to stay in your comfort zone? What's in your comfort zone anyway? What's there? You've already been there. Life is about experiencing new things. Why not look outside your comfort zone? Right? There's new challenges. And that's the thing. It's like the way I see life is it's just a series of new kinds of challenges. It's not about getting to a place where we don't have challenges anymore. It's up-leveling our problems. So can you actually upgrade your problems so they're more interesting, so they help you grow? Because if you're sitting around, sitting in the same types of problems you've always been sitting in, you're just going to start stagnating and, you know, not inspiring anyone or yourself. So hit play. Get your thing out there, right? Sit down every day at your desk or your studio or wherever it is that you need to be. Maybe it's on a hiking trail. That's where I am right now. Now I'm walking away from the lake and I'm on a path. And, you know, my hiking trail today is my studio. Whatever it is for you that amps up your creative juices, put yourself there. Make it a commitment. What else?
Just do
important?
The thing.
I'm doing it. We have to do it. We're creatives. You're listening to this because you're obsessed with turning your life into your masterpiece. And I want to help you with that. So let's do it.